I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper!
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated by the hands of somebody who is truly better than you.
Stop defending him, Sean!
I'm just trying to...
Yep. Would you like to have a suckle of my zipper?
All right, let's go.
Hey sleepers, welcome to the Sleeperwire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host Chris, Professor Chris, and with me is my wonderful co-host Nick. What's going on, man?
Hey man, thanks for having me tonight. I'm super excited, as I always am when I'm on these great debates, but I think this one might take the cake for me. I think this might be the most excited I am for a great debate.
Well, you've got your favorite player of all time in there, so
let's not get carried away. I mean, he's not my favorite player of all time, but listen, like, it's a guy that I'm certainly excited about to talk about this season. You know, he's a guy that I have great expectations for, and it's a guy that, you know, if he fails, you guys all get to make fun of me for. But yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
We will.
So yeah, no, we won't.
So guys, before we jump in, what we're going to be doing here is having a debate style argument between these two players. We're going to spend a couple minutes arguing for our player, about 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we wrap it up with final thoughts on our own player. So during draft season, during the summer, during preseason, leading up to the season, it's a debate between who we would rather draft or have on our team. And during the season, it's going to switch to probably over the waiver wire, but that's what we're doing right now. Who would you rather draft? We've picked two guys, same position, very similar ADP. And I want to, before we announce the players, the purpose of this debate or these great debates is not for us to come to a consensus. It's not Nick trying to convince me of his player, me trying to convince him of his player. It's to give you guys, our listeners, legitimate arguments for and against players so that you can make your own decision, a well-informed decision on who to draft.
Yep, that's right. So you guys, you know, as much as I'm competitive, I have put my competitiveness aside for tonight, and we'll just debate because I want to help you, the fans out there. And, you know, there's a lot of chatter about the guy I'm going to be talking about. You know, oh, is this a guy to avoid? Is this a guy who's going to have an even better season? I mean, there's tons of talk that I've seen out there, and I'd like to clear up some things for you guys, just from what I've looked into, from the research that I've done.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump right into this. Like we said, this is just a debate show. We don't get into any of the news or anything else, just the great debate. So who we're doing today? Melvin Gordon versus Jordan Howard. Nick obviously has Jordan Howard. I've got Melvin Gordon, and I'm going to go ahead and kick it off here. Nick, are you ready?
I'm ready. I got the clock ready. You have 2.5 minutes to talk about Melvin Gordon in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, Melvin Gordon. Man, what a beast of a season this guy was having before his hip and knee injury last year in week 14 against Carolina. 254 carries, 997 yards, and 10 touchdowns in only 12 games. I'm not counting week 14 as a game. He only had 3 carries, so he got injured very, very early on in that game. So I'm not really counting that as a whole game. He was on pace for 338 carries last season. That would have led the league. He is the definition of a true workhorse running back. Along with those 338 carries, he was on pace for 1,324 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. That clearly puts him as an RB1. That pace would have put him at more yards than Jordan Howard and more than twice as many touchdowns. The guy finished as the RB7 last season, and he only played 12 games. I mean, the dude missed 4 games and still finished as the RB7. Jordan Howard, 15 games and finished as the RB10. Now, don't get me wrong, they're both RB1s, but, you know, only 12 games and finished as the RB7. To go along with his rushing attempts, yards, and touchdowns, he had 41 catches for 419 yards and 2 touchdowns. That put him on pace to catch 54 passes for 559 receiving yards. Guess what? That would have put him tied with Devonta Freeman in catches and third in receiving yards after only David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. So putting that together, this is a guy who was on pace for 1,883 yards, total yards, which is basically the same as Le'Veon Bell's 1,884, so just one less. Now, you're going to tell me that things are wrong with this guy? I mean, last year, Danny Woodhead went down in week two. Melvin Gordon stepped up to show that he can do it all. Maybe it took injuries for him to emerge, but he's definitely got the starting job, and he's going to hold on to that all season. Brandon Oliver is no threat to take work away from Gordon. Maybe the occasional third down or the occasional series to let Gordon rest, but Gordon is the complete back. The Chargers did not add anyone to the backfield through the draft or through free agency. They fully believe in Melvin Gordon. He's a power back. He's a shifty back. He's a receiving back. Gordon was sixth in the NFL last season in rushing yards against stacked boxes as well. Howard didn't crack the top 10. In the red zone, Melvin Gordon was given the ball 55 times. All 10 of his rushing touchdowns came in the red zone. He's a guy who gets the ball inside the 20 and the 5. All right.
Well
that wraps it up.
That was well said, Chris.
Thank you. I got some more that I will be glad to throw into the final thoughts, but that's going to wrap up my argument for Melvin Gordon to start. Nick, 90 seconds on the clock for the rebuttal. You ready?
I am ready to go.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
All right. So you brought up a lot of interesting points about Melvin Gordon. I mean, but one thing you did mention, he went out week 14 with a hip and knee injury. This isn't his first season, it's his second. And guess what? This is also his second season going out with injury. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't like having running backs with a bit of a history. It might be a little too early. Yes, I agree. I mean, it's only his second year, but two injuries in a row, and not to mention horrible timing considering that that was around your championship time in fantasy. I mean, I'm sorry, but I would hate that to be my situation. Not to mention, too, you had Danny Woodhead out, which led to Melvin Gordon getting the work that he did. But also, you had Keenan Allen hurt. You had wide receiver after wide receiver getting hurt. You had to rely on guys like Tyrell Williams and Dontrell Inman in there. This season, Keenan Allen can stay healthy, which we've pointed out before on previous episodes that Keenan Allen has had some what I'd call fluky injuries. Lacerated kidney. That's not something you commonly see. So I think with Keenan Allen coming back healthy, you got Mike Williams, as long as he's starting out healthy. You got Tyrell Williams still coming back, Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates. I mean, look, of course, we like when a team has other offensive weapons to open up the defense so that Melvin Gordon can get the lanes and run run through the lanes that he needs to. But also, that's going to take a lot of his touchdown production. Yep, there you go.
All right.
I got that thought out.
Yeah, that was good. All right, so that's it for Melvin Gordon. We're going to go ahead and move over to Jordan Howard. Nick, you ready for this one?
Oh, you know, I've been dying to get through my Jordan Howard spiel.
2.5 minutes on the clock. Let's go.
So Chris made some interesting mentions about Jordan Howard in his Melvin Gordon speech. He said that in 15 games, Jordan Howard had the numbers he did. But really, he only started in 13 of those games. Let's keep that in mind. Yes, he got some touches, in week one, week two. But let's be real. They had Jeremy Langford in there for some reason starting. And he obviously didn't work out. And Jordan Howard took over that backfield since week three when Langford went down. And for the season, he had 252 attempts, 1,313 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns and 29 receptions, 298 yards receiving and a touchdown. Yes, the touchdowns are down. 7 total, and one of those games he had 3 rushing touchdowns. I understand the touchdowns aren't there, but let's face it, guys. There was a lot of inconsistencies going on for the Bears. 3 different quarterbacks in the season. We had Alshon Jeffrey get suspended for 4 games. There was a lot of things hurting the Bears, mostly injuries. But guess what? Jordan Howard continued to be the bright spot for the 3-13 Bears last season. Yes, they were an awful team as a whole, but I think most of that was chalked up to injuries. 5.2 yards per carry was this guy's total. I mean, consistent 100 yard games for Jordan Howard. I mean, he was an absolute beast. You got this guy, he was just busting through lanes. And listen, I know Alshon Jeffrey's not there, but guess what? Alshon Jeffrey wasn't even the best wide receiver for the Bears. That went to Cameron Meredith, and he is coming back for the Bears. And I think that Mike Glennon, yes, we haven't seen him start in 2 years, but, you know, with a guy who's learning a new offense, you know where they go to mostly? Tight ends or their running backs to check down. He will check down to Jordan Howard. He has worked on his game in the offseason. Not to mention, too, now, he had some minor eye surgery. But let's put it this way. That eye surgery gave him 20/20 vision. And he was already doing what he did without that. Now he's going to have that. He's leaner this season. He's coming in strong. I really believe that Jordan Howard has the chance to finish as an elite, elite talent after this season. I think this is going to be a guy that you guys are going to want early best in the league.
All right. You were talking fast. You wanted to get a lot of that in there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I knew 2.5 minutes was probably not long enough.
It goes by fast.
It goes by fast. But I got a lot more for our final thoughts here. But
yes, Chris, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Chris, I know you want to try and tear down the Jordan Howard train that I started here. So I'll reset my clock for you, and I'll put 90 seconds on the board. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Jordan Howard had a lot of big plays last season. Few big games, no doubt about that. He was an RB1. He was great. But most of his big runs came out of the shotgun, where he got 7 yards per carry, and the pistol, 6.9 yards per carry. He was not as effective in true running back formations such as the I formation. He really struggled against the 8-man box, regardless of the formation. Sure, his 5.2 yards per carry at the end of the season sounds great, but he only averaged 3.36 yards per carry against the 8-man box. Yards per carry at the end of the season is not the most reliable or telling statistic. Now, Alshon Jeffrey's gone. The deep threat, and I put that in quotes, in Marcus Wilson is gone. Kevin White's never played an NFL snap. Marcus Wheaton is not good. Kendall Wright hasn't played a full season since 2011. All the Bears have at wide receiver is Cameron Meredith, basically, who I don't really believe is that good. A serviceable wide receiver, perhaps, but by no means a star. At quarterback, they've got Glennon, whose career stats are nothing for defense to be afraid of, and Trubisky, a rookie. You mentioned 3 different quarterbacks last season. They're most likely going to have at least 2 this season. Let's face it, they don't have a passing game. Teams are going to focus on Jordan Howard. He's going to face 8-man boxes more often, and he's shown that he struggled against him. Talking about fantasy, Jordan Howard, he only had 6 touchdowns last season. 3 of those came in 1 week, as you mentioned, against the worst rush defense in the NFL. He ended up the most... All right. I was trying to go fast. I knew I only had a paragraph left in only 10 seconds.
I got to tell you, man, 2.5 minutes is good for, like, talking, but, man, the rebuttal should be maybe 2 minutes. I mean,
we might have to
play around a little bit because, I just think that I agree that it should be less time. But I don't know about a whole minute less. It just sneaks up on you when you're rebutting. But that's just me.
It certainly does. And I believe this year, before we get into final thoughts, we are looking more in-depth, even more so than we did last year. So we have more information that we're trying to get out there.
Absolutely.
So maybe we can talk about that off air and maybe change it at some other time. But we're going to go ahead and move over to final thoughts. We're going to go back to Melvin Gordon since we just talked about Jordan Howard. I said it before, these are not timed. We're just trying to wrap up our arguments for him.
Sure.
So as I was finishing up before the buzzer went off, Melvin Gordon is the guy who gets the ball inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5. The Chargers have a great offense this year. They're going to be in the red zone a lot. Phillip Rivers now has a healthy Keenan Allen, Tyrell Williams, Travis Benjamin, Dontrell Inman, Mike Williams. You mentioned Hunter Henry, Antonio Gates. The passing attack is exceptional, which opens up the running game by a lot. The Chargers had the number 31 offensive line last season, according to Pro Football Focus. Number 31, second to last. And Melvin Gordon still put up these numbers. He was still on pace for nearly 1,400 rushing yards, still on pace for 12 rushing touchdowns, still on pace for 54 catches and 541? Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 559 rushing yards. Still on pace, even with the number 31 offensive line in the NFL. Now, I wasn't sure if you were going to bring up the 3.9 yards per carry. That doesn't matter when you have this massive level of production. Melvin Gordon, he averaged 20.8 fantasy points per game in PPR. Howard only averaged 15.3. Gordon had 9 games with more than 16 fantasy points compared to Howard's 4 games, only 4 games with more than 16. And the last thing I'm going to wrap it up is with the coach. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn has been a running backs coach his entire career. He's coached some of the best we've seen recently. 2003 to 2004, he coached Fred Taylor in Jacksonville. 05 and 06, he had Marion Barber. He coached him to good seasons in Dallas. 07 to 08, he had Jamal Lewis in Cleveland. From 2009 to 2014 in New York, he had LaDainian Tomlinson, Sean Green, Chris Ivory, and of course, LeSean McCoy in Buffalo the last two seasons. This guy has been running back focused his entire career. That's not going to change in San Diego, which is only great for Melvin Gordon, who's got nobody threatening him for snaps. Give me Gordon late in the first round all day.
See, you know, so that was great, Chris. I mean, wonderful Melvin Gordon talk, yada, yada. Let's go back to Jordan Howard, because I think that's where everybody's thinking right now. They want to know more about Jordan Howard. Well, I'll tell you guys. So Pro Football Focus actually released an article today as we're speaking. You know, they released an article on their offensive line rankings. And let me just tell you guys, something I didn't get into my bit on Jordan Howard was that they ranked the Bears offensive line 5th in the league. Now, listen. The tackles certainly need some improvement, but the interior offensive line of Josh Sitton, Cody Whitehair, and Kyle Long, that's an elite interior line. I mean, that is what helped Jordan Howard get to where he did. And, you know, Pro Football Focus is one of the keys of ranking, you know, every position and so forth in the NFL. Not to mention, too, like, you know, as Chris mentioned, yes, Alshon Jeffrey's gone. Marcus Wilson, their deep threat, is gone. But, you know, first off, I want to correct him. Kevin White has taken a snap in the NFL, first off. You know, he only played four games.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's played 4 games. I know it wouldn't look like it. I mean, I don't blame you.
You know what? that is my bad. He's just missed so much time. I don't even recall him playing.
Right. I mean, listen, I don't blame you for getting that error. Trust me. I mean, it's basically as if he hasn't played in the NFL, but he did have 4
games. Sorry about that, listeners. I usually don't make stupid mistakes like that.
That's all right. That's all right. But listen, so he has actually taken a snap. And look, I mean, as a Bears fan, I'm completely frustrated that we haven't seen Kevin White really make a difference for this team. 2 injured seasons in a row, basically coming in like a rookie. So there's a lot to see there. I mean, we're going to see what happens this season. Maybe he'll stay healthy. And yes, Mike Glennon, Trubisky, not the greatest of quarterback combinations you want in your back, you know, you want starting, but it is what it is. And I still think they're better. They're going to end up being better than a trio of Jay Cutler, Brian Hoyer, and Matt Barkley. You know, so I think the passing game will turn out better than everyone expects. I think that, you know, for Jordan Howard, the best thing here is his offensive line that's going to help him get what he needs. And like I said, too, this was 13 games that he became the 2nd in rushing yards for the season. You know, I mean, that's incredible. This is something that he even broke the Bears franchise record for rookies rushing yards. And I think that this offense is going to be centered around Jordan Howard. Yes, okay, he didn't do well in maybe traditional I formations, or he didn't do well in, you know, what, you know, all the stats that Chris listed. You know what? The guy played, the guy scored. He was an elite running back. He put up the numbers. I think that's all you have to look at here and just realize that the Bears are going to be, I think, as long as they can stay healthy, better off than people expect. I think they'll be the surprise this season. And that's all I got.
All right. That's all? Are you sure? Because that was
I mean, I could dig up more.
No, that was
I
good.
I could dig up more. And you know what, guys, too? I do want you to let you know, I will have an article of me talking more about Jordan Howard coming up soon. So stay tuned for sleepwire.com to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. A couple things before we go. We're giving away a signed Antonio Brown jersey this summer, courtesy of pristineauction.com. This website is amazing. Daily auctions for any type of memorabilia you want. I went on there today. I was looking at this beautiful Colts helmet signed by Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison. Just some amazing stuff. It's all certified. It's all authentic. You don't get anything fake or imitated. Nick actually just posted a picture. He sent it to me today. He got Gale Sayers' autograph and a, was it Walter Payton?
Yeah, Walter Payton. Yeah, and I've got and I'm such a fan of Jordan Howard. I'm already getting an autographed jersey of Jordan Howard soon. So that's how much faith I have in him.
And it comes certified. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right. to win the signed Antonio Brown jersey, go to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, wherever it is that you listen to us. Give us a nice review. Take a screenshot of that review and email it to sleeperwire@gmail.com. And that's it. You're entered into the contest. Then make sure you go check out pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. Next, I want to encourage you guys to go to www.sleeperwire.com, check out our weekly rankings. You can submit a question to the Sleeper Wire crew that we get back to you within 24 hours. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. I'm on there at CMOR Sleeper Wire, so Seymour Sleeper Wire. I'm on Sleeperbot at Professor Chris. I'm on the Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris and on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. Nick, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at SleeperWireNick. Find me on Sleeperbot at SWNick. And you can also find me on the Fantasy Life app at SleeperWireNick. So please, guys, come check me out. I don't really go on social media a whole lot, but if you guys try tagging me or try reaching out to me for any questions, I'll be always happy to answer.
Yep, absolutely. And lastly, I want to remind you guys about the reason why we do this. We do this for our buddy Rob, one of the Sleeper Wire guys, who's been struggling with chronic Lyme disease for most of his life. We're doing this whole podcast. We're doing this for him to help him get his money for his treatments. So if you can find it in your heart, there's a link on our website, sleeperwire.com. Go there, donate a couple bucks if you can. I know everyone here would really appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Take care.